Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On Air with Russell of Hotels, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to On Air with Russell of Hotels, where we talk about everything hospitality, from hotels to influencers and everything in between. We will feature guest interviews with hospitality professionals who will share their experiences. Your host, Russell Edmond, has spent over 25 years in the hospitality industry, beginning his career with Marriott International in hotel operations, before moving into the sales arena and becoming a relationship-building director of sales and marketing. Russell then went to the other side as a hospitality entrepreneur. He now consults in the hotel and meeting space, which includes being the CEO of Russell of Hotels Group. Did I mention he was a veggie foodie? Yes. Russell is always looking for good non-meat eats. Please welcome your host, Russell Edmond.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining On Air with Russell of Hotels. I appreciate you guys taking the time and, you know, just chilling with me for a minute, you know, for an hour or so. And we talk about some the latest and greatest, what's going on in hospitality and things like that. And you know, I have a guest today. He's going to talk about, he's not from the hospitality space per se, but he supports the hospitality space. So we're going to get into it with him, but you know, just, I mean, he's there. So I might as well say his name is Walt. Okay. So I might as well say that. I'm going to get into the formal introduction a little later. So I told him what the drill was. So Walter Moore, I mean, yeah, as you can see, if you can see his backdrop, you can see his name, Walter Moore, and he's the CEO of Ribbon Consulting. And just so you know, I designed that backdrop for him. See, so when you're a guest on the show, you come with a design. If you don't have your own design, guess what? Russell of Hotels, Russell of Designs will design one for you. Right. So I did that for him. And because I want him looking good, right? I want him looking good. I want his company represented. I need all that. See, so that's what it's all about. So today, like I said, I mean, look where I am. I'm at the Hilton in Pasadena, right? So I'm just chilling, doing this interview and everything from the lobby of the Hilton Pasadena. So, you know, that's what it's all about, right? In this virtual world, we can be almost anywhere we want to be. But anyway, check this out. It's show number 64. Who would have thought we would even get to show number one? But, you know, we're at 64, so we're, and counting. So we're very blessed to even have the show this long. And then talking about the things that, you know, that I love to talk about, and that's hotels and travel and things like that. So, so I do appreciate that. Appreciate the people that listen, you know, people in Blythe, my mom, my sister, my brother, you know, that's the support cast. And then, you know, just the other two people that listen and watch as well. So I don't know who those two people are, but I do appreciate them coming on every now and then as well. We're all about connecting people and collaborating. And I, you know, my hashtag is hospitality unplugged, because, you know, we talk about a lot of different stuff. We're not afraid to touch different subjects. You know, they're within the hospitality space. But just because you can say it doesn't mean you should say it. Just remember that. Some quick industry news. Hard Rock Hotels and Casinos. You know, we're familiar with them. You know, they're in Cancun and Riviera Maya, Punta Cana, whatever. So, I mean, this is real quick. I just want to talk about, you know, some of the procedures they've taken during the whole COVID thing, where, you know, some of the things that new protocols, if you will. So they developed, each property will undergo thorough inspections with over 250 procedures checked. I don't know what those two, I'm gonna go through all 250 right now, just so you can hear what they are. But there's 250 procedures. I can't even speak today. Procedures checked by NSF International. I didn't get a chance to see what the heck NSF was, but I'll check that out and see if they're a national reputable, you know, organization. The new protocols were developed by worldwide health specialists and gaming experts. Okay, there you go. Gaming experts, they know about cleanliness. Okay, I didn't know that, but there we go. Some practices include, and I'm not going to go through all 250. I'll give you a couple. Temperature checks. Now, this is a big one, right? They're going to check your temperature before you walk in. If you don't, you know, if you're, you know, 99 and above, I guess you don't get to come in, right? You got to go. But the checks, not just for the guests, it's for the staff, it's for vendors, it's for visitors. So, I mean, I like to see that going on here in the U.S. I haven't seen any as of this. So if anyone out there listening or watching knows of specific hotels that are doing that, let me know. I'm going to go check this out. I want to get my temperature taken before I walk in the door. But I would welcome that. I mean, I would welcome someone saying, hey, sir, I mean, can we check your temperature before you walk in the door? Yeah, as long as you're doing it to everyone else, hey, that's, I'm all for it. Because like I've been mentioning the last several weeks, I don't want to go somewhere and I don't have anything and then leave someplace and I have something. So I'm not trying to do that. So if that means I need to get checked or get my temperature taken before I go in, and that's a good thing. So once again, temperature checks for staff, guests, vendors, and visitors. Face coverings required for all staff, all visitors, all vendors, but it says in designated areas. I don't know if that's throughout the hotel, but it just says through in designated areas. Increased sanitation practices, especially for high contact areas. Okay, that sounds good. Hand sanitizer stations in public areas. And most hotels are doing that. So that's kind of standard practice now. So that's a good thing. And then team members must wash their hands at least once per hour. I don't know. They must have a hand washing police, you know, going around, you know, checking. Have you washed your hands today in the hour? Go do it. But yeah, so those are some procedures at, like I said, Hard Rock Hotels and casinos. The ones that I know of, Los Cabos, Riviera Maya, Punta Cana, Vallarta. I know of those hotels. So in fact, I've been to a couple of those hotels. And a quick shout out to Susan Wessel, who's the director of Global West Coast Sales for at Hard Rock Hotels and Casinos. So she's a friend of, you know, she's a friend of ours. So we want to say hello to her. Non-meat eats. You know, I always got to talk about non-meat eats since I'm a vegetarian I have vegan ways, but I'm 100% plant-based, right? So mushroom tacos today. That's what I'm making today. I've already prepared the filling, the mushrooms with vegetables and, you know, things like the tofu. And so I threw some taco seasonings in there too. So, you know, I'm going to take pictures of the entire product for you so you can take a look at it. But yeah, so I'd always want to make sure I mention, because I don't talk enough about my non-meat eats. You know, I talk about the hotel stuff. Yeah, that's my passion. But my other passion is eating. Okay. So especially when it comes to non-meat eats, I just think that we could, you know, we don't always have to eat meat every day. We can, you know, we can change up every now and then. So, but anyway, there you go. Are you reinventing yourself? Are you pivoting? You know, are you stuck? You know, with all the stuff that's going on, I mean, it's important that we remain flexible. And we, you know, other things come up, we may have to jump on those other things, right? Because within the industry now, I mean, it's still very volatile, it's still very fluid. There's people still getting laid off. I mean, I was just looking at some hospitality news earlier, you know, some Vegas hotels, although Vegas, you know, part of Vegas has reopened, but then they laid off some people at, I want to say, Treasure Island and things like that. So so people are still getting laid off. So, you know, I mean, that's, I don't know what else to say other than that, but we do have to kind of reinvent ourselves sometimes or pivot and see what else we can do. Maybe within the hospitality industry, maybe outside of it. So, I mean, those are things that, you know, those are real things that we have to deal with, right? Do we want to continue to do this and wait and see what's going to happen? Or do we have to get out? You know, and several people have done that. I've seen several people have, you know, started new careers and things like that. So, hey, we got to do what we have to do. Contact information. How do you get in contact with Russell of Hotels? Russell@russellofhotels.com is my email address. Twitter, I'm at Russell of Hotels. Instagram, I'm at Russell of Hotels. LinkedIn, Russell L. Edmond. Facebook. I have two pages, Russell L. Edmond and Russell of Hotels, and then my website, russellofhotels.com. And check out the website because I updated everything as of last week. So everything's updated. I even have a media page and sponsorship page if people want to come on the show. Like Walt is on the show. You know, he has his display in back of him. We know who he works for. You know, you can, people can Google, you know, Walt Moore at Ribbon Consulting while we're on the show. I mean, this is what it's all about. This is what it's all about right here. Right? So I'm just trying to make it easy for, because, you know, I'm all about branding. I'm all about putting people out there. I'm now calling this putting people on blast, like, because Walter, like I said, he's a guest here, so we're going to blow him up. So we're going to put him on blast, right? So we're going to get into the interview with him and ask him what the heck is, what is it called? It was a term you use, Walter, location-based marketing. You know, we're going to get into whatever the heck that stuff is and how it can help hotels, restaurants, DMOs or CVBs or whatever we're calling them today. But yeah, we're going to see how that stuff can help. So like I said, Walter is all about, you know, supporting the industry, and I'm going to get into how he's helped me out in the past. After the show's over, you know, this is a live show, so there's no take two. I can't say, hey, wait a minute, Ronan, stop the presses. Let's retake it. No, we're rolling live. So if I say something crazy, guess what? And it's not going to get edited. I'm just saying something crazy. So, but anyway, so it becomes a podcast, right? So after the show is over, it does become a podcast, and it's available wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. So just want to say that. Sponsorship opportunities, I mentioned that a little while ago. You can always go on my website, russellofhotels.com. You can get all the information right there. It even has my feeder cities, you know, cities where people listen to the show as far as, you know, from LA. I mean, LA is the hub, right? But it goes out a lot further than that. I mean, I have some international cities that listen as well. The type of person that listens, you know, the age group, age range. I mean, it's crazy the amount of information you can get. What is the Russell of Hotels group? I do three things. I do more than three things, but I'm just going to, you know, limit it to three things right now. Digital marketing via social media, help build your presence through videos, postings, through radio shows. I'm a radio show host. I interview today's hospitality professionals or people that support the hospitality industry, collaborating and connecting of people. That's my job as well. I mean, I take that very serious. That's why I get, you know, some of the people that are on the show is because they're people that I want to connect with other people, specifically people in the hospitality industry. And like I mentioned a little while ago, who's on blast today is Mr. Walter Moore with Ribbon Consulting. But before I get into that with him, I give a quick shout out to Miss Jeanette Seha. She's with Jet Set with Jeanette. She's one of those top travel journalists in the LA area, probably in the United States. Okay. Not to mention she does work in Mexico as well. So she's a sought after TV personality. She's the go-to person. She's been on several news channels, you know, talking about, especially during the COVID thing and travel or the lack of travel. So she's really insightful on that stuff. So the reason why I'm giving her a shout out is that she had sent me a questionnaire last week, and it had to do with Black travel leaders, right? Well, I mean, I consider myself Black, of course, but you know, as a travel leader, I don't, but she always says, you know, boost yourself up there. You are, and this and that. So, you know, I listen to that stuff, right? So she sent a survey, and it was due today. And I got busy on some other projects, and I didn't get it done when I was supposed to. Well, she called me and basically said, well, I'm putting it out today at 1 o'clock. You know, not to put any pressure or anything like that. I got that thing done in about an hour, okay? So I got it done. She got it by, she got it by 10 o'clock this morning. So, and plenty of time to put it out by 1 o'clock. So, Jeanette, your shout out is because I appreciate you pushing me for this. And I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to be on your platform. So, you know, I don't take that lightly. And I just, you know, you get caught up on stuff sometimes. And, you know, stuff happens, right? But I do appreciate you pushing me to do that. And, you know, the questions and answers, I mean, they weren't easy to, you know, I had to, you know, dig deep in, you know, the history of my career and all this stuff. And, and, you know, see what stuff that, you know, because everything was related to, you know, me as a travel leader or it within my space. I mean, you know, dealing with the things that you have to deal with as being a Black manager or whatever, a director or whatever, you know, your climb to the top, if you will. But, you know, my issues necessarily weren't, you know, getting to where I was when I entered the hotel. My issues were dealing with guests, you know, guests not thinking that you were the one that was in charge. You know what I mean? Those were my issues. But you know, I kind of highlighted some of that stuff. So, but anyway, introduction of today's guest. After a long career in the United States Air Force intelligence, Walter began what has been a 20-year journey of sales, marketing, business development, and strategic alliances. Born on the East Coast, specifically North Carolina, and fortunate enough to live in many countries across the globe, Walter now calls the booming town of Phoenix, Arizona, home. That's booming? That's a booming town, Phoenix? Okay, we'll get into that.
That's growing in America, buddy. Number one.
Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely.
As a consultant.
Fourth largest city in the country.
Okay. Obviously, he has a lot of pride for Phoenix. Okay. Consultant in the areas of location-based marketing, custom audiences, and geofencing, Mr. Moore is deemed an expert in what has been categorized as location-based services, helping small and medium-sized businesses and brands navigate through the cluttered world of marketing tech. Is what Mr. Moore is primarily focused on, which helps minimize waste of marketing spend and paving the path of successful campaigns. So without any further ado, welcome to the On Air with Russell of Hotel Show, Mr. Walter Moore of Ribbon Consulting.
Hey, thanks, Russell, for having me on, man, and congratulations.
What are you congratulating me about?
It was about two Thanksgivings ago. You sent me a text, say, hey, man, I'm going to start this podcast program. And what do you think
about
that?
I remember that.
Because you wanted me to be your first guest. You promised on that. And that didn't happen, but you kept going anyway. I just sat back to see how it was going to be. Now you've made it. Here I am.
Oh, wow. See, I don't even remember that. See? Wow.
I know, man. The older you get, the fewer, you know, those things just leave.
Obviously. Yeah, but that's absolutely good. I mean, I remember part of that.
But
you kind of disappeared for a little bit and then you resurfaced like.
I did. I actually did. I rebranded. I started my consultancy up again. Like you said in the introduction, I've been doing marketing and strategic alliances for over 20 years. And the progress went from print and graphic, which was very successful with some major clients, to digital signage as print kind of died. I went from there to mobile marketing to Wi-Fi marketing. I had such clients nationwide as in Outback, Carrabba's, Fleming's, Bonefish. Those are my national clients. And then I started adding geofencing to the Wi-Fi marketing. So now I basically take a gigantic ecosystem called Ribbon, which is where the name Ribbon came from, of all the best location-based services technologies, because one doesn't fit all. And the brand or the small business or major business, they're all confused. So just to give you a little background and stop me anytime asking any questions, location-based services, you ask what it is comprised of four parts. Geofencing. Geofencing is the practice of, hey, I want to engage travel or people that have been to my particular city for a convention or whatever, or even people that go to restaurants frequently or not frequently enough. So you're actually geo-targeting your exact customer. We also have location-based services, and location-based services is just accessing anyone on their mobile device when they're near a specific area. That specific area can be your business or a point of interest that you've already targeted. And last but not least is geo-conquest. You're in a Pasadena Hilton. They want to get customers to go to the Marriott. So what we do, we target people to go to the Marriott and tell them about the Hilton. So that's geo-conquesting.
so you can do that. You can. I'm sorry to cut you off, but you can be that specific.
We can go more specific than that. I'll give you a study. I don't know who's doing the worst right now between CVBs because people aren't traveling, hotels because of, you know, all the issues around COVID, and then restaurants. So many of them are small business owners, but in general, say you're a steakhouse, right? And you're a steakhouse, so you want to get people in. So you'll say, okay, I am in LA. So I want to target people in LA, and I want to target people in Brentwood because my restaurant is near Brentwood. But within Brentwood, I want to target people that are families that have less than 3 children and no kids under 12. And I have a household income of 200,000 plus, as an example. Mm-hmm. I can get down to that particular point and their frequent steakhouses. So I can actually target all the way down to that place and get them on their mobile devices. And why is it important to get them on mobile devices? Because that's what people are using. That's what they're on. That's what they're ordering from and all that kind of stuff. So we go on there and we can target neighborhoods. In other words, you can say, hey, I want Brentwood. I want Pacific Palisades, or I want, you know, Watts. It doesn't matter where we are. But mm-hmm. You can actually target that particular area, get a particular range around that area and park, how far you want to go from a quarter mile to 5 miles around and actually get your audience.
And wow.
The beauty of it is we also have all this data stored. So you can actually go into specific apps or just target a specific audience even without the geofence, and we bring them to you. Some beautiful stuff. And we have some proprietary technology in that called Moments.
Okay. So I'm a hotel. Okay. You said a lot of information, right?
Exactly.
So exactly. That's I'm a hotel, goes. And let's just use the Pasadena Hilton since that's where I am, right? Let's just use them. Hey,
okay.
Beautiful all hotel. Right. Just underwent a renovation, mm-hmm. And of course everybody's trying to, you know, get any business you can at this time. I mean, there's no group business; it's all leisure business, and for the most part, we call it a drive market. So you're trying to get people within an hour of the hotel. You know, not just weekend business; it can be during the week business, it can be anything like that. So what you're saying, does it focus on specific phones or is it a persona that has been made up about a person? Because it contacts Russell's phone and then they know everything about Russell, or do they know everything about a type of person like similar to me?
Well, you are where you go. So, okay. And so every smartphone has what we call an advertising ID.
Okay.
And that advertising ID allows all those people to give you those free apps to actually get their money back by selling advertising to ad agencies, advertising companies.
Okay.
And so we follow that device everywhere it goes because you have location-based services on your phone. So we don't know who you are. What your telephone number is, we only know that you fit into this particular bucket because mm-hmm. you go to the gym Monday, Wednesday, Friday from 1 to 3, which allows mm-hmm. us to actually send you an ad on the way. So this guy's going, he's on the way to the gym on Friday. It's 12:30. Make sure to tell him to get some Gatorade when he comes here. Now, for the Pasadena Hilton, it depends on their initiative. You want to keep in contact with people that use Hilton. So they say, hey, you're coming from Dallas, come to the Hilton Hotel. We have one in Pasadena because you're on the way to Pasadena. So we actually know people who travel all the time and also are Hilton users. So that's one way the Hilton benefits on that. The other way is, like you said, target people in the area that go to other particular hotels or people that go to CVB. Like we can target people event targeting. In other words, when we have a list, we can talk to people before they come to an event, while they're at the event, and after they leave. So if they're at an event, and you can say, hey, you didn't stay at the Hilton, you should have, when you come back, come sit, check us out. It's all brand new, whatever. Or we can target all the entertainment areas around the Pasadena Hilton / business center areas that are around the Pasadena Hilton to tell them about all the new stuff going on. And the difference between television, print, and this technology is that once we grab a device that, that someone actually expresses interest in your ad, then you have that device for future campaigns. You're actually building a contact list from everyone that interacts with you, every device that we capture during the campaign. So you don't lose them. They see a flyer, they read it, you throw them away. Even if they come see you, you never have a way of getting a hold of them again. Same thing on television. They saw the ad, they came. On geotechnology, we have that device ID. It gets stored in your campaign, or you have access to it for what we call retargeting and remarketing to that particular person with the same message, a different message. And you can send different messages in the same campaign to Pasadena Hilton can. They can send them in one campaign. They can send messages to people at other hotels and tell them how they're different. People in the entertainment area, restaurants, say, come see us, come check out our nightclub or whatever they want to have in there or whatever. So it's the technology is absolutely amazing. It really is.
Now, okay, so you just so people know, you and I have worked together on a campaign or two before, right?
Yes, we have.
And just so people know, Walt originally found me on LinkedIn. Am I correct?
You're exactly right.
Okay. So it just goes with the power of LinkedIn and, you know, some of these social media platforms. Mm-hmm. But it's all about using them, though. I mean, the people are there, right? I was there, and but you reached out to me. And a lot of times we don't do that. We won't reach out to people. But this is a prime example of someone, you know, seeing what I did, and he wanted to get in the hotel space. I mean, that was his whole thing. So who else would he contact other than someone that calls himself Russell of Hotels, right? So,
and that's the branding. That was brilliant branding by you. Oh, absolutely.
You know, well, thank you. I appreciate that. Say that again. Can you say that
guys,
again?
The brilliant branding, man. I go ahead, man. Smoke your cigar. Yeah, the branding going on, and the name is exactly what you do.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
And
all
CBB is better fit. We did a tourism campaign for a state back east.
Really?
We actually targeted people that actually travel a lot. And we actually, doing this geofencing campaign, we mix it all up. And I have the case studies I can send to you. We targeted people in other states to tell them why they should come to this particular city, this particular state. Very, very successful.
Well, how did that work? Okay, just real quick, just so, you know, of course, you don't want to do all the nuts and bolts and everything like that. But they're CV people that listen to the show, right? So how will the CVB, and the CVB for people that don't know, is an organization, and we call them CVB Convention and Visitors Bureau, or they go by Destination Management Organization. So they're basically in charge of bringing business into their particular destination. Let's just use Pasadena as an example. Pasadena has a CVB, and their job is to make sure their hotel partners, their restaurant partners, all the collective businesses basically have tourism to come, you know, come into the city and people spend money. So can you explain how that particular, we don't have to mention the city and all that,
we but set up how it just we set works. Up an entire campaign for them. And what we, first thing we would do, we'll probably target the people that have visited Pasadena hotels within the last, you can have a time frame, the last 90 days. Mm-hmm. So I look back last 90 days, last 12 months, historically have visited Pasadena hotels. You can also target people who've been to the football games, whatever the football stadiums, sports enthusiasts. And also people, obviously, ones that travel a lot on that side. So people that travel a lot, in other words, they're going to family parks, you know, any time of family entertainment thing or whatever, about what's going on in Pasadena, all the exciting things they want to do, and also the hotels that have been here. In other words, you've been here before, come back, we have this going on. So we can actually literally get millions of people interested in that particular one. And we actually get some great results on it. Because if you're trying to get visitors, because that's what the B is in for visitors, you have to market yourself, but you have to market yourself to people that want to visit. So if I'm Pasadena and I have amusement parks and things around me, I'm going to target people that like to travel and they have family sizes like 5+, or they have kids 12 and below, as an example. So you can say, hey, take the family out on a vacation, come see us. Or if you're a business traveler, or whatever you want to do, or if you're a major organization that actually has a lot of conventions or retreats or whatever, we can target those people. We go through a long list of audience types with the customer, and they check the boxes on the ones that would make sense with them with input from us. It's fabulous. Or if you have a list of people on a spreadsheet, we can load up their custom audience for you. It's really up. We can say, hey, this guy goes to the casino. He spends, you know, $60,000 a year in gambling. We can go down to that bar.
Now, how? Okay, if I give you a list, say, let's just say I'm a CVB, and I give you a list of people, whatever that list comprises of, how do you, do I have to give you a phone number or just their name? What am I giving you?
No. For example, if you're getting, if you have, it's a target group, like we have something called CRM targeting. So you have people that are in a CRM, so you have all the information. We can actually target people via that. Like charge the geo tags you have there. So on the retargeting side. But that's if you're giving us a list. But as far as if you have addresses and things like that, you load them up into the system via spreadsheet. We can target the customer addresses. Other than that, you say, hey, I want Pacific Palisades. I want to go a quarter mile outside of Pacific Palisades. I want to target the single people or the people with, you know, that make not just 200,000, 300,000 above, whatever you want to do. And it's so many different categories you can go now. They go to the gym four times a week. They eat healthy. Whatever you want to do, how many categories you want to have, you can literally narrow it down exactly to who your customer is. And for Pasadena Hilton, I would think they would want business travelers because we know who the business travelers are because we know how many times they go to boutique hotels, if they go to a lot of coffee shops, if they rent a lot of cars. By the time all those algorithms match up, okay, that's a business travel because he's at the airport, the hotel, the coffee shop, and a rental car place X amount of times per month. So you know who those people are.
So you base that, so it's based on what their habits, basically.
Exactly. Yep. Okay. And that's where our moments come in. We have predictable moments. We know when someone's going to leave and when they're going to go because they always do. The other day, I was leaving and I was a victim of my own technology. I was going to the grocery store at 7. I go to the grocery store to do the pickup on Saturday mornings. Mm-hmm. And I put on the iHeart Music app and bam, this big banner came up. Hey, coming over here, you need to shop to go over here. And we have that. It's called in-path advertising. So we can grab you in-path. Like we know someone goes to Target. This guy's on the way to Target. When you come here, go check out this new candy that's on aisle 17 as an example. So we know that. So algorithms are a cool thing. But it's good for the customer because it's something that they resonate with.
Yeah, sounds like it. It sounds pretty scary, too. Now, can you opt out of these
things? It's not scary. We don't know a name. We don't know a phone number. It's just a device.
I know. And that's just how technology is. And people give up a lot more information anyway. But what people don't realize, and you mentioned this earlier, is that all the apps that you load on basically gives people permission, gives companies like yours permission to do this, correct?
The consumer does. Consumer actually says, I accept.
Okay.
They're telling you if you don't want to pay for it, that's what you're giving up. And as soon as you put the little bubble on your phone, the little balloon that says location-based services, then that's how it happens.
So can you opt in or opt out? Do you have that capability to opt out?
All you have to do is, as far as the geo audience goes, yes, you just take the button, you just take the location-based services off.
Okay. That's all you do. Yeah. Cool. Okay. Now, what about, I had a good one, Walt. I had a good one. this technology, geofencing. Now, I'm familiar with geofencing because you've educated me on this about 3 years ago. Okay?
Old school, yes.
This is old school. So this is new. So how is geofencing change in the last 3 years when we originally did it for two hotels in LA?
Yeah, the original geofencing was basically you decide this area, you put a square around this particular area, you target the devices to go into that area and you send them advertising. And they can look at it while they're there or while they're gone. The audience technology, which comes from the major companies and all the data that's aggregated from the tracking, that is now into a point where not only can you target a particular area, you can predict what they're going to do so you can send them an ad relevant to what they're going to do. I mean, we even have something called Moments where you can walk into in front of a grocery store, right? Or another gym or another hotel. So someone can walk into to the Pasadena to a Pasadena Marriott, right? As soon as they get to the Marriott, they're going to get a push note that sits on top of your phone. Everybody's gotten millions of times like, hey, you visited McDonald's, how'd you like it, et cetera. So they'll go to the Marriott, they'll get a push note on top of the phone that says, hey, you coming to the Marriott? Check out our services, right? They'll click on that push note and the ad's going to be about the Pasadena Hilton, not the Marriott.
Really?
Yeah. And so they hit on that Marriott, that Hilton ad, and the next page comes up to wherever Hilton wants them to go, like a video or a call for a reservation or wherever they want them to go. And then at that point, you have them and you can actually remarket to them for the next time they come. And that one is a cost per engagement. You don't even pay for that until someone engages with your ad. We have so many different ones. At home, one I love is called In Home. And in home, if you're targeting a home address or a neighborhood, say it's 7 p.m. is dinner time, and they're in app, they all of a sudden get an ad about wine. You know, that actually goes with dinner. So it's just some really cool stuff. And yeah.
Wow. Wow.
And the restaurant thing. The restaurant thing I was telling you about. So we have an app. It took us years and years and years and millions of lines of code to actually build. It's called Close By. Close By is with a K and a B-U-I. It's a national product. And I'm starting to launch here in Arizona. I have chambers of commerce. Two of them already have hopped on and said, we want this for all of our small businesses and restaurants because we've got money to keep these guys in business. So what a Close By app is actually ingenious. It's basically, on the consumer side, it's a directory. You know how people are like in the Nextdoor app are always asking, does anyone know what a cobbler is or all this kind of stuff? So it's a big, long directory. Well, that directory is there for you to see. But when you see a company or a business that you like, you hit something called the favorite button. And when you favor a business, then that business owner can then has you in your system, he can send you two emails and two push notes a month to keep engaged with you to tell him about, hey, come see us. Here's loyalty points for sharing things about our business with your friends on social media. Here's loyalty points for favoring us. Here's more loyalty points for coming in. So the business owner is giving up loyalty points that he's paid for, which is cheaper than actually offering someone a cash discount. But the consumer banks all these loyalty points just like he did with frequent flyer miles. And they can shop, they can use those loyalty points for that particular business they love or aggregate it for other businesses or an online shopping experience on the Close By deal. The business owner, the restaurant owner, what does he do? He actually invites all of his customers to join his Close By network with his particular code. And he's able to send them emails about, we got curbside service. We got a new steak coming out. These are our new procedures. He's able to send out three messages at a time to his consumers and have those consumers share his messages with the other people for these particular points. And it's actually amazing. I have to send you a video one time. It's absolutely amazing. He also gets reports. What ads are working? What ads do I need to change? How many people interacted with this particular one? How many times did they come in? All of this type of stuff he has is in the portal himself. And the beauty of it, we're giving this away free for all small businesses through the end of August. Absolutely positively free, you know, as a show of good faith. And if the guy doesn't have time to manage his network, then I'm actually doing managed services. This is a $200 value. Managed services for all these places for only $40 a month. That is it. And after those 12 months, we're only going up to 80. We're not even going anywhere near our rack rate until at least 2 years to all these companies start to recover. But the managed services, including signing your business up, which literally takes a minute to sign your business up. But we create your ad, we get your points for you, we send them out for you, we monitor that until when you're low on points, we add all these different services for you, and we give you month-end reports on how everything works. It is absolutely fantastic. And consumer can even order from the app. They can see your company, they can look at your menu, look at your website, look at your services. If they want a delivery, they can hit delivery and the stuff can be delivered to them. So it's contactless and there's no hardware integration for the business owner.
No. Wow. Now they can do all this. Now there's a dashboard for them to look at all the results and things like
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
Right?
It's a dashboard that I allow them to use. Yeah.
Okay.
It's different levels, but they can actually do an overview for that dashboard. And on the free model that we actually offering through the end of August, They are not paying a single penny on anything for 12 months at all.
Wow.
And I manage all the services. As long as they put in a code Ribbon, if they go to closeby.com, put in R-I-B-B-O-N, which is Ribbon, at that point, I'm taking care of them.
Okay. Either now, what? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you go.
I was going to say, what's considered a small business?
It's just anyone that's not a... an enterprise, you know, where it's less than 50 locations or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah, anyway, it's all that. Yeah. Now, if you are, you know, Intel or whatever, it's a whole different thing on that side. Mm-hmm. So we're helping. Mm-hmm. This is designed for the small business, but brands can do it. I mean, it's the whole ball of wax. I'm working with Heartland right now as an example.
Okay.
Heartland's a big deal, but I'm working Heartland for all of Minnesota. What he's going to do is he's actually going to offer this to all of his customers as an add-on show of good faith for Heartland. You know, it's that value add. So mm-hmm. in certain businesses, if you're an agency, if you're a chain of commerce, like the Phoenix, the Peoria section of Phoenix, their chain of commerce is going to take this and pay for it for all of their small businesses to help them stay in business, as an example.
That's a good idea. That's a great idea.
They want those guys to succeed. They've got money set aside for those businesses. So they've got 500 businesses in the chamber, but the chamber's not going to pay for it. Excuse me, the city of Peoria, their digital director wants to pay for it to make sure his business is staying in business. So that's why we offer that major discount to them.
And you're doing that nationwide, not just in Peoria, Arizona.
Oh, no. This is born in Florida. And because of, you know, my strategic alliance deal, the people that, you know, the services that I offer, they reached out to me and walk. We want you to actually run this for us. You know, and I'm obviously starting in Arizona. We have, you know, the number two foodie place in the whole country. I think we had one part of Phoenix has 540 restaurants. I mean, 240 restaurants in 2 miles. So
five miles,
excuse me. Yeah. It's nothing but restaurants and bar. A lot of restaurant groups are here.
Okay.
So it's enough business here for me that, but we are actually positively nationwide and we want to do them all because there's some similar apps, but nothing come close to this. We can load up a business, takes a minute, and within less than 10 seconds, you will see it loaded in your area and show up.
Okay. Let me ask you this. First of all, we're on with Walter Moore. He's the CEO and owner of Ribbon Consulting. We're talking about location-based marketing. We're talking about geofencing. We're talking about a lot of things that a lot of people don't even know what it is. And I'm leading. I'm saying that, and I'm leading into another question. As far as hotel people, how many hotel people do you know that are familiar with geofence that are using this technology?
There are a lot of hotel people that are using this technology. A lot of times they don't know they're using because they're going through an agency. So our technology, we've done like $300,000 campaigns for Merck, as an example. But
is that a hotel?
Merck is pharmaceutical company.
Well, give me a hotel. I want an example of a hotel. And I know Merck
Pharmaceutical. Oh my God, but my whole point is the agencies are the ones that are using the technology for the hotel.
They may not know about the geofencing because they're relying on the agency to give them that. Like a Ribbon. So if they talk to you, they're relying on a Ribbon to tell them or to do all the back room stuff.
Exactly. Just like, you know, the hotels, they have the marketing consulting companies.
Yes.
They're bringing their own technology. And so the hotel doesn't know what's going on. So the hotel knows that they're sending mobile advertising to people's phones. They really don't know how they get there.
Okay. So I'm glad. See, this is, I try to be educational on here, right? So this is just another question for, you know, the directors of sales and marketing or the GMs to ask that extra question. How are you reaching these people? You know what I mean? What technology are you using? And because it's good to, even if you're not doing it, it's good to know what's going on because you may want to do something else. You may want to do something on your own, right? You may want to bypass the agency and, or maybe that agency and maybe go with a ribbon or something like that.
Oh, I much prefer to go direct to you know, the people that are actually in charge of marketing or business development or economic development for a city, which is where the CBB comes in. Mm-hmm. Because so I'd rather go directly to those people. And obviously, you know, there's LinkedIn campaigns you can do, because if you want to reach the business owner, decision maker, LinkedIn is the way to go. And it didn't used to be, you just have to just mine it yourself. But mm-hmm. now there are actually LinkedIn campaign programs. And I just picked up another program today for that. But that's how you reach them. Luckily for me, fortunately, I have a network within my LinkedIn of about 3,000 people, so I can actually go in and know who the decision makers are and go direct to them and hopefully get their attention on it.
Okay, very good. All right, well, I have one question. We're winding down here with Walter Moore with Ribbon Consulting. He's talking about geofencing and location-based marketing and all that stuff. And someone texts me a question here, okay? So let me see if I can read this right. When they opt in, does it detail what they are accepting by allowing them to retain our info? Does that make sense?
Well, no. What it is they're not opting in to the technology. They're opting in to, when you download basically any app again, the app says this app comes with advertising. So we're not retaining anyone's personal info. It's just simply just putting that mobile phone into a bucket of people that go to the gym or that go to hotels. We have no idea who they are, where they live.
It's basically a persona. It's just a persona. Person. Exactly.
Yep. Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. Yes. Like if you go to a place and fill out an application and they ask, are you Hispanic, African-American, white, whatever, it's the same thing.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Very good. So we talked about hotels, how they can benefit from this. And you gave some great examples. You used the Pasadena Hilton. We talked about CVBs. Mm-hmm. Did we talk about restaurants? Did we talk about how restaurants?
That's what we just finished on restaurants.
Did we just finish that? Okay, I must be.
That was on the close by. The close by was specifically for restaurants.
On the close by. Okay, that was.
Hotels also, boutique hotels, whatever, they can also be on. They're considered small business, but you know, if Marriott Y, the Hilton Y, that's considered enterprise. We come up with custom pricing for those. So
if I have a small hotel that maybe a small company I have, maybe 3 or 4 hotels, would that be okay? Would that be considered small business?
You can have 10 hotels. You're just not the whole entire brand.
Okay. Got you. Well, see, this is good information.
Yep.
Like I said, I'm glad you had a chance to come on the show. I'm glad you reached out to me after, some time away. But what I was going to say earlier, that we worked on a couple different campaigns for 2 different hotels. So we introduced the geofencing technology. Well, it was old geofencing then, but we introduced that to a couple hotels. One independent hotel and 1 brand hotel.
Yeah, we did one down in the south.
One in the airport, valley.
The airport.
We don't have to mention it. Yeah, we don't have to mention it.
Yeah, I know. But they were very successful, by the way. They got tons and tons and tons of data. But one good thing about data is very important. When you get it, you have to know what to do with it. That's the whole thing. And so... You just be real specific on who your customer is and what you're going to do with the data once you get it. And so when people in technology today, a lot of people get data first party, but then it's like, okay, what do I do with it on that?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we had kind of direct you to find out the whole entire objective on that. Like when you get these people, what do you want them to do?
Okay. Now,
that determines the success of a campaign.
Okay. So one campaign leads to another, but do you still keep, they still keep that the same personas that you captured before, or can you use other personas?
Well, the data is stored. It just keeps continuing to be aggregated with other campaigns from other companies so the database just goes up. Like we have 50 million constant personas all the time. Then they get purged because people change, habits change. So like every 90 days, there's a big purge on the data that's available.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good, you made a good point there. Now, what about if I change phones? I get a new Apple phone every year. So it is, does it change? Is it, do you lose that information?
Absolutely, because it's on a device. Exactly.
Okay.
So that information goes out the door. If anyone says they don't lose that information, then they're telling you a story. They're lying. however, here's the thing. Mm-hmm. Once we have the device, we can also follow you offline to your when you're shopping on the web and all that type of stuff. So that data stays. So we don't completely lose that persona at all.
Okay.
So say you go to, we find you, this person goes to the gym a lot because of his device. We still have your data from when you're going online, searching for supplements and all those type of things. So we'll still have that persona. It just may not always be on your mobile device, but we can still target you from what you're doing offline.
Hmm. Okay. Give your information real quick. What I'm going to do. Excuse me. Man, that's never happened before.
You got to stop these cigars, man.
Yeah, that's I had two of them last night. Give your information. I'm gonna put your information, your contact information, your name, of course, your email and all that stuff. But you can give your website real quick. That way people can take a look at who the heck Walt is and this Ribbon Consulting.
Website is ribbonconsulting.net. N-E-T, ribbonconsulting.net. Email address is walt@ribbonconsulting.net. Very, very simple. Reach me on directly at 623-224-5989.
Very good. Thank you.
Hold me. And if you go to closeby.com, make sure you put in the code ribbon. And you get all the discounts and stuff that are available.
Very good. Thank you so much. What I'm going to do is put that on, especially specifically on LA Talk Radio site.
Sure.
All of your information will be on there as well, as well as when I put out the video that's going to accompany, it accompany all that information as well. So, and that'll be on all my social media platforms. And I'll send the link to you as well. You can post it on yours.
Absolutely,
as well.
Man.
All right. So, but hey, we want to thank this is the first time I got 6 minutes left and we're finishing, right? And we got a lot of information, a lot of good information. And what I try to do is, I mean, the whole purpose, and you don't know this because you just joined in for the first time. The whole purpose of the show is to educate, you know, our hospitality folks with, you know, things that they may not have known of or things that, you know, they may have heard, but really they don't understand it. So I just want to make sure that, and that's why when we reconnected last week, I said, you know what, we got to get you on the show because you got to definitely some good information that we all need, especially during this time of COVID and everybody's going to be, when all this is all said and done, I mean, even now, I mean, to get your brand out there or whatever, I mean, it's important that we use different types of technology. And if that's geofencing, if that's, you know, all the new tools that you have, I mean, those are things we need to take advantage of. And we also can hold, if we are using a marketing agency, we can hold them accountable because we know a little bit more about it, right?
Exactly.
And knowledge is power, right? So, and I don't know how expensive it is to do this, but is it quite expensive? What would you say?
Not at all. I mean, it's actually impression based. So we've done, I mean, minimum campaigns are only 2,000, but 2,000, you're getting, you know, as many as almost 400,000 impressions. But it goes up to infinity. Like I said, we've had $300,000 campaigns. So it's the mom and pop shop all the way to the major brand. So it goes a long, long way. You determine your budget. We have cost per landing page. In other words, you only charge if they come to your landing page. Cost per engagement, you only charge, you know, $2 every time they engage with it. So it just depends on what's a new customer is worth to you. So you based on how many impressions do I need and what percentage do I need those people to engage. And so if I'm getting 10 people, If 10 people gets me $10,000 of business and my campaign cost me $2,000, then I made four times more than that.
So, you won. Okay. All right.
Yeah, it's a simple math.
Very good. All right, man. Well, I appreciate your time, man. I appreciate, you know, last minute you come to the show.
Let's get some business in that bar behind you, man. Nobody's over there. They just got a long lunch break.
Yes. Yes, we're working on that. Thanks.
All right, bro.
But hey, thanks again, man, for coming on the show. I want to thank everyone for taking the time and joining On Air with Russell of Hotels. I do appreciate your time. Any questions at all, you have my information. You have Walt's information. You can always reach out, but I'll make sure that I put Walt's information on my website so you can have access to it. So once again, thanks again. We'll see you next Tuesday at 1:00. Have a great week. Talk to you soon.
Peace.
Peace.
Thank you for joining On Air with Russell of Hotels. Please tune in every Tuesday at 1 p.m. as we talk to other hospitality professionals. Your feedback is important. Email Russell at russell@russellofhotels.com with any questions or suggestions. Until next time, try not to be a person of success, rather become a person of value.